Today is March 11, 2022. This is the final media consultation from Franciel Delgado Mesa. The age is 31 years old. He's a man. The virus and the high 55, weight 133, blood pressure 109/63, pulse 73, respiration 15, temperature 96. The history of the present. This is 31 years old men who come today for final evaluation who complete the medical care and therapy with effort, comfort, response, and improve over the injury area. But the patient is still in pain, discomfort, spasm of the muscle, limited run, and tendency is exacerbated with normal daily activity. In the physical examination, cervical spine, pain is moderate, tendency is moderate, spasm moderate, axon maneuver negative, pulling maneuver negative, Holman maneuver negative. The thoracic spine, the pain is moderate, tendency is moderate, spasm moderate, tiger point, T3, T9. The lumbar spine, the pain is moderate, tendency is moderate, spasm moderate. And the diagnosis is the cervical spine sprain strain with 2% of the partial impairment. The thoracic spine sprain strain is the 2% of the partial impairment. The lumbar spine sprain strain, there are the L4 and L5 posterior disc bowing present without stenosis at the central canal or neural foramen. The L5 and S1 posterior protruding the herniated disc measure approximately 3.6 millimeter with tearing of the annulus causa central canal stenosis being seen of the sagittal image and number 6 of the T2 weighting sequence with the compression and the thecal saco. And the partial impairment is the 6%. And the right shoulder sprain injury is the 1% of the partial impairment. The left shoulder sprain strain is 1% of the partial impairment. The left femur sprain strain is 1% of the partial impairment. The left femur sprain strain is 0% of the partial impairment. And the right ankle sprain strain injury is the 0% of the partial impairment. And the recommendation, continue with Flexeril 10 mg, one tablet at bedtime, anti-inflammatory drug, as ibuprofen 800 mg, one tablet as needed. Patients with a bite to follow with an orthopedic for treatment as needed. The education, the patient was instructed and consulted. After the evaluation medical record and diagnosis report, support the clinical file. The patient reached MMI as of today, but remain for 14% of the partial impairment according to the ANA guideline 5 edition and by DRE method. The patient is discharged today. The discussion with the patient, the improve, the follow-up and the future follow-up, the time spent with this patient was the 25 minutes.